So if anybody should see my wife walk out of here, it's because we've been married 34 years, and she's actually heard this story 34 times. And it's because I tell it every year at Thanksgiving, which is really our favorite holiday. And it's really kind of amazing that it's my favorite holiday, because my earliest really great recollection of Thanksgiving was when I was a kid. I was about 12 years old, and we decided we were going to have dinner at our house, which was amazing because my mom was really a pretty bad cook. But she decided that she was going to cook the dinner. My father was in the food business at that time. He went out for the day. I was a newspaper boy, and so I went out for the entire day. In those days, the papers were very heavy, so I was out for a very long time. My brother and sister were out, and my mom was home alone cooking. And my mom was about 4'5", and she weighed about 80 pounds. And she decided to cook the turkey, and in those days, as you would put the this whole turkey in, she had to do it with these long skewers. And as she put the turkey into the oven, she actually cut her wrist on the skewer, which isn't that funny, but it was funny. In any event, she cuts her wrist on the skewer. She goes and she then tries to cook the rest of the meal. As we all come home, my father comes home that afternoon as they're getting dressed, and they're in their bedroom and they're getting dressed, and my mom decided that she was going to change the bandage, which actually had become greasy and dirty. And as she took it off, she started to bleed. And my father looked at her and said, "Man, that's a pretty bad cut. You should probably go to the hospital." And my mom said, no, I'm fine. And he goes, "I'm telling you, it's bad. And she says, I'm fine. He says, "No, it's bad. And he's really hocking her about it. And finally, she says, "Listen, if you don't stop telling me about this, I'm going to faint because you're making me nervous." And so my father says, "I think it looks bad." So my mom walks into the living room, true story, she walks into the living room and she faints, out cold. My father was very, very excitable, and he faints. Okay. So now they're both lying on the living room floor. Okay. And at that time, my aunt came in with my cousins, with David and Marcy, my cousins, and my aunt Belle would always walk in the door. She would never knock. And with them came Fred, who was my cousin's now fiance, who we had never met. So we didn't know that Fred did not like the sight of blood. So as Fred walked in, he faints. And I come home from my paper route, and I walk in the back door, and they're all laying there. So I'm thinking either somebody had a gun, or I don't want any of the appetizers. I don't know what's going on. In any event, true story, finally somebody thought to call one of the doctors in the area. He came, he slapped them all silly, he woke them all up, stitched my mom up on the living room, and today, for Thanksgiving, we have tuna fish. True story.